today is Rhonda Vincent Day. Rhonda's going to call in around 3 o'clock, and we're going to chat about whatever she wants to chat about, but I bet we talk about this new CD, Sunday Morning Singing Live, which is, if you haven't heard it, it's just a breathtaking recording. It's all done live, Green Top United Methodist Church, church that Rhonda grew up singing in. Boy, it's just a wonderful live recording. And I've said this on to a couple people. When I got this CD, of course, you get it usually when you're driving, you put it in the car. I listened in the car. I took it out of the car, took it into the house, took it back to the car, took it to work, my office in the morning, listened to it there, listened back. I couldn't for like a week and a half. No lie. All I listened to was Rhonda Vincent's Sunday Morning Singing Live. It was that good. There are actually some moments in this CD, in this recording, that are chilling. The good kind of a chill that you get when you're feeling good. But just what a great CD. I actually had to force myself to set it down so that I could get ready for one of these shows a couple weeks ago. And just kind of had to walk away from it and let it go. But so excited. Rhonda's going to call in around 3, and we're going to talk for as long as she wants about whatever she wants. I have some questions for her. If you have any questions, the chat room is open. I'll try to pick them up and pass them on to her. And we are right now joined by, who's on the phone? It's Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda, you want to say hello?
Hello?
Hello, there's Rhonda. How are you?
Well, I'm great. How are you? I'm on a cell phone, so I'm not sure how the service is.
It's working just fine. We can hear you fine, and we're so happy that you had a chance to call in. We've been playing a couple of cuts from the new album, which I just unabashedly say is one of the best live albums I've ever heard, the Sunday Morning Singing Live. I read all the liner notes.
Thanks.
Isn't it? I mean, it gives you chills. It really does. I got to think that people listening to it have to feel the same way about it.
Well, I love hearing that. It's something that was, it's a project I've wanted to do for a long time, but it's also something that's very natural. We went to my home church in Greentop, Missouri.
Yeah.
And, we're with friends and people that I've grown up with. A lady by the name of Leona Mae Ledford. We call her Toadie. That's her nickname.
Yeah.
And that's what she's known by. And so we were among friends. Now, the real challenge was that it was 100 degrees in the church. It didn't have any air conditioning. And we did this a year ago in June. And it was 100 degrees at any given moment in the church. So that was the major challenge. So I was especially thrilled, given all of the challenges that we faced, for the end result. It's probably the most rewarding project that we've ever done.
Well, and there's a little picture of the church inside, right? Inside the notes.
Yes.
Yeah, the green. And that's just, I love that photograph. And is the photograph on the cover, is that you standing by one of the doorways of this church or the wall, or where is that from?
That is actually a church in East Tennessee. That's my daughter Sally and my fiddle player Hunter. That's their church. And actually, they're married. If that's a twist that you didn't know about life. Hunter's been in the band for 10 years and dated Sally for 8. And then on June the 8th of 2010, I always like to say that he made his greatest dream come true when he made me his mother-in-law.
Well, this album, I mean, you and Hunter, by the way, were the producer of this album, right?
Yes, Hunter and I produced the music, and actually everybody. We came together and I'll produce it together. Hunter gets a little more credit, I guess, because he's probably around him more than I am the others, so he helps me out just so much.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. I know that you've always had gospel music as a part of your programs. I've seen you so many times. I've seen you do a lot of these songs live. But what was it that made you think now is the time to get this done?
Well, I was actually under contract and wasn't possible. It's not something that they wanted to do. So I was under contract in 2010. I started my own label called Upper Management Music and released an album called Taken.
Sure.
And then I did an all-duet project with Gene Watson called Your Money and My Good Looks. At the top of the list when we started the label was to do this all-gospel project. However, when I do something, it's not like, let's just go in the studio and do an all-gospel project. I wanted to do it in my home church, and I wanted to make it a DVD, and all of these other. When you bring all of these other things into the mix, it made it very tedious to bring in. And on the DVD, we have special guests that join us. So,
really?
On the day that we started to film this, we got to the church. We have guests that have flown in from thousands of miles away. We have a recording crew, a film crew, all of the band, and there's a storm the night before, and it's knocked out the electricity. So we get there, there's no electricity in the church, We pondered whether we may want to go to another church. There wasn't electricity within 100 miles, so there was no generator. We called around to rent a generator. They were all sold out. So luckily, now my bass player, Mickey, we always say that he can fix anything with duct tape and a paper clip, and he truly came through for us. He and a friend of ours that comes to a lot of shows from Centerville, Iowa, Jim Goodman, they strategically wrote out a plan to hook. They went and bought $1,500 worth of electrical cable, and they came and hooked everything up to our tour bus. And the next thing we know, we've got a very minimal of lights. We have the cameras working. We have the recording equipment working. We get in there, and then we realize it's 100 degrees in there and how challenging it's going to be. But, you know, it's that. We read scripture. We pray. The Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ. And we basically really focused on that and said, we're here to film this DVD, this CD, and whatever we need to do to get this done is what we do. And that's what everybody came together. No one said, I don't want to do this. No one said, I'm too hot. I can't do this. There wasn't any, I can't and I won't. It was, I can and I will, and we're gonna see this through, and that's what they did.
Well, that one, right before we went on the air, you and I were talking. The sound quality to me, just as any kind of a record, you always look at the sound. The sound is just unbelievable. Now that you're telling me that you actually, it sounds like you ran the power from your tour bus, correct?
Right. And they told us later as they looked at this, because that's when the first thing they checked was the signal to the recording equipment. And he said, this is signal. Do you know when we finished, they found there were only two outlets in the entire church, and probably if the electricity had been on in the church, it would not have powered the equipment. So it was probably, once again, it was just our destiny that this happened, because we would not have been probably able to use the electricity of the church, just because it's 100 years old, no air conditioning, all of these different factors came into play. And so to have the end result to sound like this, it really is amazing.
It's just such a good sound. I mean, aside from all the great music, I mean, just the sound quality alone. I even, on Old Rugged Cross, where everybody in the church sings in and joins in.
Oh, yes,
That is just, that's just startling. It really is. I mean, you have all the other technical difficulties, but, boy, they joined right in, and it filled out the song. It was just a gorgeous moment, I think, in the recording.
Oh, thanks. Well, and we have to credit also Joey Crawford. He was the engineer. And you have to really think about what he was thinking whenever, he comes into the church. There's no electricity. How am I going to power all this?
I'm sure he
had to work to get everything mic'd.
I'm sure he was thrilled.
What our capabilities were.
I'm sure he was thrilled to walk into that situation.
Yes. But he just did a tremendous job. And everyone did, just really coming together and making it work.
I told you right before we went on that when I put this in the car and I drove around and I hadn't read the liner notes, and there was a song that I felt was really touching you, and maybe everybody hears things differently and the listener fills in the gaps of what they think they know, but I really felt that Blue Sky Cathedral, and you're singing about a grandfather and what, but for some reason that touched me as something that you really felt.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in church, but I did have a grandfather that probably was certainly the case, and I never really thought about that till now, but I really did relate to that song. I found that song probably a year ago or more before I recorded it, and I loved it instantly, and I bet there was that, there was that kindred spirit that I felt with that. But loved that song. I felt it's such a beautiful song and so well written, and I think a lot of folks really, they relate to that, and I love the message that you can worship anywhere, under the Blue Sky Cathedral, in a beautiful church, wherever you are.
Exactly. There's no exclusion. It's just wherever you feel the moment and the need. If you're out in this, in case everyone hasn't heard the song yet, I'll play it a little bit later. I hadn't gotten to that yet before you called in, but Blue Sky Cathedral is, tell them what it's about, Ron, and then they'll hear it later.
All right.
It's about a man who's out in the field and doesn't need to go to a physical building of a church because he feels like he's there when he sees the sky and the clouds and the trees.
That's right.
And it's just
Cathedral.
And there's got to be a lot of people that connect with that too. I mean, it's nice to have the community, and I know that you're very involved in communal aspects of your worship. It's valuable to you, but seems to me that song's got to touch a lot of people. I just thought it was particularly special to you. Maybe that's just my interpretation.
And I think it is, too, because we play outside a lot. And we may miss a lot of Sunday mornings and not being in church because we're out and about for whatever reason. So, you know, I think it's important that, you know, that we remember that we can worship wherever we are. We can worship and feel close to God wherever we are.
Now, and you had mentioned a DVD, and you mentioned all kinds of guests. Are you at liberty to say anything about where that is in the process and who some of those people then that flew in?
Sure. Oh, I think we're near. We're getting really near. I'm hoping that it's ready maybe by September, maybe by Christmas. I thought at the very least, hopefully it's ready. It'll be perfect for a Christmas gift. We have guests from... we have Bob Saxon, who is a legendary guitar player that played with Patsy Cline and Dottie Rambo. Especially unique because he worked with Dottie Rambo, and there's a song that I do on the CD called on the DVD called Satisfied that I also sang this. We've been getting a lot of requests. I sang it on Country's Family Gospel Reunion on RFD-TV.
Oh, yeah.
And people saw it from there, and they said, oh, in fact, last night we were in Van Wert, Ohio, and people requested Satisfied there, and we sang it. So Bob worked with Dottie Rambo. She made that song famous. She wrote that song. Martha Carson did. And so it was really neat to have Bob come and play on that song. He also plays on this song One Day at a Time. These songs are just on the DVD.
Okay.
We also have a guest from East Tennessee over by Hunter. He was 7 years old. His name is Carson Peters, and he is a voice and a musician that you are going to hear from years to come. He's only seven, and the guy is so amazing, and he's adorable, too. That's why to see him on the DVD, to rear back and sing that song and play the fiddle. He plays twin fiddles with Hunter. One of the songs, I think it was Amazing Grace.
Wow.
We didn't even plan to do that song. And at the end when we did the finale, and everybody says, do another song. It's like, we don't really have another song, but let's play Amazing Grace. And I asked Carson, I said, do you know that? And we kind of knew it. Well, he and Hunter, just within 5 minutes, worked out twin fiddles for Amazing Grace, and you will see that on the DVD.
Wow.
And it's a very special moment.
You mentioned there were, like, what, 9 additional tunes on the DVD that's going to come out.
I believe there's 7 additional songs that is from the performance. And then I ended up singing, just to have something, there's a lot of extras on the DVD, like there's a blooper reel of all of the outtakes and things that we messed up.
I can't believe
how very hot that we are.
I can't believe there's bloopers with Rhonda Vincent involved, because I know you're so straight-laced about everything.
There was a fly that I didn't know anything about. I had no idea when we sang the a cappella song, His Promised Land. Well, little did I know, when I saw the first cut of the DVD, Mickey's over here swatting at this fly, and then later on, Ben is swatting at the fly, and it's like, okay, we can't have that in the performance. So that is not in the performance part.
Oh.
But on the blooper reel, we make that fly that is absolutely wearing everybody out at different times, and we've made him, the fly is the star of the blooper reel. He's kind of the common theme that flies throughout the bloopers.
Well, this is just an amazing. I'm going to play some more of it, and I do appreciate you calling in, and we can talk as long as you want. I know you're very busy. I look at your schedule here, and today you're going to be at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, correct?
That's right. I'll be heading a little bit. We've had a busy day already. I got a brand new bike for my birthday a couple of weeks ago, and a new car, a red convertible. We've been cruising Nashville. We've been listening to Worldwide Bluegrass as we cruised around Nashville in my red convertible.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And before that, we went on a bike ride on my brand new bike. If you go to Facebook, go to Rhonda Vincent Official on Facebook, or go to Twitter, I'm Rhonda Vincent 13, and you'll see pictures from today as we've been going around Nashville.
Oh.
Tonight at the 5:30, I'll be at the Opry Gift Shop.
The gift shop,
Finding the CD. Yeah, at the Opry Gift Shop. And then we'll perform on the Opry at 7 o'clock. So be sure to, you can listen online or just turn on your radio at 7 Central Time tonight.
We will check
and
that out.
We'll be on there singing. We're going to sing His Promised Land.
Oh, good, good. As I look at your schedule too, and this tickles me because I contacted you about appearing today, calling in today on Twitter, and I'm kind of new to that. And
yeah,
I found
yeah.
you, and I asked you. And as I look at your schedule here online, it's of course today it talks about the gift shop at the Opry, and then tonight you're at the Grand Ole Opry, and then the next thing on the and I like this. The next thing on your calendar is on July 30th. Twitter chat with Rhonda Vincent, 8 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, Yeah.
You actually book
that's
time?
On Monday.
You actually book time for people to chat with you on Twitter.
Now that's something new for me. I've never done that before.
Well,
it's the CM chat, I think, the country music chat.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of new. I've been on Twitter for a while, but I've become really active lately in learning more about it. So it's going to be a new thing for me. But that's Monday. So join me on Twitter on Monday night.
Yeah,
what time did you say that was? Is it like from 8 to 9?
Well, it says 8 to 9. I'm happy to provide that information to you. It's a good thing you called in so you'd know when you're going to be twitting on that.
I know. I appreciate that.
And then it looks like you're going to Wisconsin, the St. Croix Casino. Then like 3 days up in Alberta, Canada at the Blueberry Festival, right?
That's right.
Cool.
That's right. I get to sing with Michael Martin Murphy up there. I'm really excited about that. I've emailed him, met him in person, but I sing on his album, the Buckaroo Bluegrass.
Sure.
But I have never got to sing with him live, so I'm excited about that.
Are you going to go running, say, in Wildfire?
I doubt I'll be singing Wildfire. That's a signature song for
it
him.
It is, but it's still
but
a good one.
I would love to. I think my favorite is Lost River, which is a song I sang with him. And Caroline and the Pines, I love that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I appreciate so much you calling in, Ron. I'm such a big fan, and I just was so thrilled with the opportunity to chat with you and Sunday morning singing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for playing the music.
Oh, we will. Listen, don't be a stranger. Sunday morning singing live, Ron DeVincent and the Rage. This is just a wonderful CD. I can't wait till you get the bugs out of the DVD and all the bloopers, and we'll make sure we pick that up at some point.
I will make sure that I get you one.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Well, you have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your bike riding. Watch the lanes and stay in the right path and all that stuff. And we'll talk to you later. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
take
Ron.
Care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
There's Ron DeVincent. That was nice of her to call. And she's out there, man. She's out there riding her bike. She's driving her car. She's showing up, signing, meeting, and greeting. And that's one thing that she will never stop short of. I've never seen a show yet where Rhonda doesn't stand and wait, whether it's 100 degrees like in this church or wherever, and talk to everyone until they've had a photograph, got an autograph, just had a chance to say, hi, we appreciate you. I do think that's a one-of-a-kind person right there.
That's devotion for you. Did so much enjoy Rhonda calling in from her bike ride